This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Back here on a Friday, good morning and welcome. Pastor Matt joins us each and every Friday at this time from GT Church. Tomorrow night is the grand finale of Decatur's Got Talent. Are you excited?
I am very excited, Ryan. Good morning. Should be a fun time for the community.
All right, doors open at 5, if I'm correct.
You are exactly right. Still tickets available for $5, and it's going to be a great family fun event for sure.
Okay, so what happens? We have 20 different talented people from the local area that will be performing across a wide variety of platforms, and who will be voting and judging, and who makes all the decisions?
So we have a panel of five judges and a couple show choir from the directors from the high school, and Tat is actually going to be one of the judges, and a person from Milliken and some different people. We've got a judging sheet that they're going to look for some different criteria, and the community picked the top 20. So then the judges, they have their sheets, and they will pick the top three winners.
All right, it's going to be fun. $5,000. Going to the top performer on Saturday night. We want to thank again Hickory Point Bank and Brinkotter Realtors and Richland Community College and Dale Southlake Pharmacy and Coley's Corner Drug, State Farm agents Melanie and Al Schelling, Milliken University, Dynagraphics, Fast Impressions, and of course GT Church, Nauticator, and Newhoff Media. We've had fun with this. Like, it was like 40,000 votes, so people are into it.
Yeah, it should be fun. I'm curious to see just how it goes, and family and friends of the different contestants, how into it they get, you know, crowd participation. So it should be fun.
All right. Details are at Nauticator.com. You can buy tickets right from there as well. As Pastor Matt said, $5, that being donated to charity. So everybody wins in this scenario. It's a win-win-win. All right. Then you got to roll out Sunday morning and have a message for the crowd. What is the message?
Yes, and the message this Sunday, Brian, is that we can all have blind spots in our lives. We can all have things about ourselves that that are holding us back, or things that are kind of interfering with our relationships. And so we're going to try to figure out some strategies, some ways to confront those blind spots so that we can move forward in our lives in the most powerful, effective way.
Wow, you're talking about like introspection and self-reflection and being honest with yourself. All those are incredibly hard for people to do.
But all those things, Brian, that, you know, if you actually take the time to listen to those who are around you and take the time to just to do a little bit of digging around inside, can make your life better, can make your relationships better.
Why do you think we struggle with self-awareness so much as human beings?
Brian, I can speak for myself, man. I can, you know, you hear counselors, therapists say, do the work, you know, do the work. Brian, it's work. It's work. And I don't know about you, but something that I figured out about myself, oh, I guess maybe now 7-8 years ago, Brian, I don't like to be wrong. And so enough people were saying, yeah, it kind of seems like you're always right. And so she You gotta listen to that. And so it's not always easy, but it's definitely worth it for sure.
Well, maybe you're always right.
Yeah, but maybe. They didn't seem to agree with that, Brian.
No, hey, listen, it's tough. It really is. And in life, you know, you just gotta keep marching. But I am always amazed, you know, when you deal with people or personnel or whatever. We're talking about the Cardinals manager getting fired. I'm sure there was a lot of a lack of self-awareness with both him and the president of operations. People just don't spend enough time kind of going, maybe I should do this differently, or maybe I should adapt a little bit.
You got that right, Brian. And I like I said, I found for myself just being open to hear what those around me are saying, and it's all about moving forward. It's always about evolving and becoming the best version of ourselves, so we can have the greatest impact. And so, I've opened my hands, I've opened my heart, and I've learned I'm learning the art of humility, and and things are getting better. I actually can tell you, when you take the time to do the work, your relationships do pay off. Things get better.
Pastor Matt, we'll see you tomorrow night at 5 at the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater. Have a great weekend, and looking forward to it. There's a full list of the 20 finalists at Nauticator.com. Jocelyn, Loma, and Crystal, and Kiera, and Chris, and Devin, and Gabriel, or Gabrielle, Jayla, Dario, Tracy, Corbin, Noah, Brandon, Paige, Lissa, Matt, Whitney, Meredith, Diana, C. Talty, and R. Rodriguez. They're all there, ready to perform. It's like 20 performances for $5.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.